Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 57 now. Psalm 57 is another Psalm of David, and part of the title has it that this is when he fled from Saul in a cave. Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul takes refuge in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I take refuge until these calamities be overpast. I'll cry unto God Most High, unto God that performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. When he that would swallow me up reproaches, God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul's among lions. I lie among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They've digged a pit before me. They are fallen into the midst thereof themselves. My heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake right early. I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the skies. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let the thy glory be above all the earth. So the setting for this psalm is when David fled from Saul in a cave. And I think that fleeing and hiding in caves sounds a lot more romantic than it would probably be. If you go back and read 1 Samuel chapter 22, it's not that attractive of a picture of the scenario of what it would be like. So David is in distress. David still on the run. And he calls out to God, and what he needs is mercy in verse 1. And he says that when God helps him in verse 3, it's going to be with mercy and truth. I am just intrigued at what it is that David needs. He doesn't need military strength. He doesn't need strategies. He doesn't need necessarily deeper wisdom and understanding. He needs God's mercy. When God saves or delivers, it's his mercy and his truth that does it. We need his mercy and his truth, not only for our own faults, but also for the evils and the faults in the world. And it makes me try to think about how my behavior towards others needs to have more mercy and truth in it. So mercy in my behavior, as well as God's behavior, may be like charity. And truth in my behavior, as well as God's behavior, may be sincerity in the word. And these are the things that see us through and see us out of the trouble. The trouble in verse 4 sounds really dangerous. It sounds like he's in the teeth of battle in verse 4, but on verse 5 he says, "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens." God is just so high and far away from all the foolishness and the terror. While in verse 6, the enemies are low and down, and they're digging deeper, and they're trying to trap David low and into the pit in which they themselves are caught. And so David is free to have his head high and to look up to the God who is on high, and to have expressions of gratitude and thanks, which we see in verses 7 through 11. Too often I forget to be gracious in this way, and even more often I am subdued in my thanks, sometimes feeling embarrassed, sometimes not knowing what to say and how to express thanks in an exuberant way, and my prayer is that I will use these psalms more and more for my own gratitude. Let's read 57 again. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me. For my soul takes refuge in thee. Yea, in the shadow of your wings will I take refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performs all these things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me when he that would swallow me up reproaches. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They've prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They've digged a pit before me and are fallen into the midst of it there themselves. My heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake right early. I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the skies. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. The mercy and the truth, again, which shows up in verse 10. The exaltation and glory of God. They spread out on high, far above us, beyond the heavens and the earth that we can see and know. They spread seemingly like the stars that are up there, as far as we can see and farther than we can see. And that is where God is, and that is what God is, with his reach and his help. And when we reach out to that one for help, I think we can be confident in receiving mercy and truth. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.